Jesus, we come to you. We come with open hearts, ready to receive from you. Please help us, Lord, to understand the word of God and for it to be quickened to our hearts so that we can put it into practice. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we're looking at the hearing of faith. So let's have a look at the scriptures and see what the word of God says. Well, firstly, let's look in Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. Which says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it needs something to be in order to grow within us. The faith that God has placed into our hearts, it needs something to grow. And that is, we need to be hearing the word of God. We need to be hearing that hearing. And that means not only hearing with our physical ears, but hearing with our spiritual ears. And that's really the most important thing, is that in our spirit, we hear what the word of God is saying to us. So the hearing of the word of God means that you take the time to think on it and you apply it to yourself. That's the hearing of the word of God. So you take the time to meditate on it, you think on it, and you apply it to yourself. So then faith cometh by hearing, and the only way hearing is going to come is by the word of God. That's the only thing worth listening to, you know, is the word of God. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You won't have your faith growing unless you hear the word of God. So we have to put ourselves in where we hear the word of God. Whether we ask the Lord, what's the best way for me to increase my hearing the word of God? And one thing he will definitely say is that you've got to spend more time in the word of God, in the Bible. So it's spending time in the word of God. It's listening to sermons. It's exposing yourself to the word of God, putting yourself in a place where you have opportunities to hear the word of God. You hear it. When you say it to yourself, if you say it, verses to yourself, that's hearing the word of God. Reading it is hearing the word of God. Listening to it is hearing the word of God. That's all hearing the word of God. And all that is necessary for faith to grow. So God wants us to do something with our faith. He wants us to increase our faith. And the only way we can do that is by hearing the word of God. Have a look in James 1, verse 21. James 1, verse 21. Which says in James 1:21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So if you think about the way God wants the word to be in our hearts, he calls it the engrafted word, which he wants us to receive with meekness. So the engrafted word, the word engrafted means that it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of you, a part of your spirit. You take it into your spirit, you hear it, you look at it, you take it into your heart, and you think on it, and it becomes a part of you. That's what the word engrafted means. Engrafted, which is a word you've probably heard of before. To engraft something or graft something means that it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of that whatever it's being grafted onto. So it becomes a part of you, and it becomes a part of your heart. So that's how much God wants us to hear the word, so that it becomes it's a part of us. Like when you, for instance, when you digest food and it breaks it down and it becomes literally a part of you. It works in the cells and gives them energy. So the word of God becomes a part of you. It becomes part of your spirit. And it strengthens your spirit. It saves your souls, the Bible says. So it has the capacity, it changes your thinking. It saves your souls. And God wants us to receive it. With meekness, that means that we receive it in the proper way, not with any arguing or rebellion, just with meekness and acceptance we receive it. We receive the word and it becomes engrafted into our spirits. That's where it needs to be. So that's how much God wants us to have the word being a part of us. Have a look in Mark 7:16. God wants us, and he's made it absolutely clear that he wants us to hear what he has said to us. He wants us to hear it. Have a look in Mark 7:16. And the word says in Mark 7:16, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Now that's what Jesus said. He wants people to hear the word of God, to hear it so that it becomes engrafted into you. And when doing so, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you hear that word that's been engrafted onto you, and it affects your faith. It affects your faith in a good way. It helps your faith to grow so that your faith becomes very strong when it's based on the word of God. It grows very strong. Have a look in Matthew 17 verse 5. Matthew 17 verse 5 says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. Now that's after Jesus got baptized, and God the Father said, hear ye him. Hear ye him. Hear what Jesus said. And thankfully we have what Jesus said here in the Bible. God wants us to hear him, to hear what he's saying to us. Because it does affect us, the hearing of our faith. It affects every area of our life, every area. And if you think on it, it affects yourself, spirit, soul, body, and it affects the way that you experience life, the experiences that you have in life. So hear ye him. The God the Father said, he wants us, and he's been very clear and he's very serious about it, that he wants us to hear the Lord Jesus. He wants us to hear the word of God. He wants us to hear him. Jesus said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. So that's the hearing with the ears and with the spirit, with the spiritual ears. God wants us to hear. Have a look in John 6, verse 63. John 6 verse 63 says, it is the spirit that quickeneth, The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Why is it so important that we hear the words of Jesus? Well, God has told us here that Jesus' words are spirit and they are life. They are food for our spirit and they impact us. Jesus said it is the spirit that quickeneth. That word quickeneth means to make alive. So the life of God comes through spiritually hearing the word of God. It goes into our spirits, becomes engrafted onto us, and it is through our spirit that life comes. Because that's how we take the word. We take it into our hearts spiritually. We take it spiritually. It becomes engrafted into us and it starts to impact us. It impacts our souls, our thinking. It impacts our bodies, our health. The word has told us that clearly, that it affects us. It's health to all our flesh, the Bible says. So the hearing of the word of God, it starts in the spirit. You've got to make sure that you get it into your spirit. And it goes into your spirit through looking at it and reading it and listening to it and speaking it. That's how it becomes a part of you. So that's why God has said, hear ye him. And to hear him, it's so important that you hear him. Hear him. Hear what he's saying. Really hear him. And so many times in the Bible, God has said, hearken. Hearken unto me. Hear ye him. To really hear something means that you believe it and you act on it. That's when you've really heard it properly. Because there's a lot of not hearing going on where you can just superficially hear it, but you don't keep it. So God wants us to hear it, really hear it, the word, and to keep it. And then to act on it through believing it. So he wants us to do that because his words are life. They are life, as the scripture says here. They are spirit and they are life and they are our spiritual food. They are our spiritual nourishment. We need the word of God. We need it. We need it. It is our spiritual food. We need it. Just like the body needs its physical food, our heart, more importantly, needs its spiritual food. So God's words are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and life. Have a look in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And verse 7. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. I'll start at verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And I'll read verse 8 also, and I'll just keep going here. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. So God is saying to us, you've got to keep the word before your eyes. You've got to keep the word going into your heart. That's what he just said in verse 6. That's his commandment. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And then he goes on in these verses to show us how we can put them into our heart. So you can see here they need to be taught. They need to be talked about. They need to be thought on. They need to be thought on during the day, at night, in the morning. They need to be looked at. So that you put the, that's how you put them into your heart. The more you read the word, the more you think on the word of God, the more it's going to affect your spirit and make your faith grow. It's going to make your faith grow strong by digesting it and engrafting it into yourself. It starts to affect you. So talking about the word, talking about it, promotes the hearing of it. So talking about it, reading it, looking at it, all these are ways that you can hear the word of God. And when you do that, you have to keep it. You have to keep it in your heart. You have to, and that requires an act of determination to keep it in your heart. To keep it in your heart. Because the enemy will try and steal it out of our hearts. Jesus told us that. That the enemy tries to steal it. But we have to keep it. We have to keep it in there. We have to keep the word in our hearts. And it will make our faith grow. And when we come to a circumstance that looks like it's in opposition to what we're believing, we will not be moved from our position of belief because we have our foundation in the word of God, and that's where our faith is. So that's where our faith is. Have a look in Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Let's read verses 24 firstly. Matthew 7 verse 24. Now this is what the Lord said in Matthew 7 verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. So what's the key thing that the Lord says in verse 24? Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Because the doing part means that you've really heard it properly and you're believing it and you're acting on it, you're doing it. So hearing it and doing it. And Jesus says that you are like that person that built his house upon a rock. The rock. God is the rock. The Bible says that he is our rock. So we build our house upon the rock, the sayings of the Lord. Built, and nothing will move it. Nothing. Not the storms or the wind. Nothing. The floods, the rain. It will not be moved. It will not be moved because that person has built their house upon a rock. They've heard the word and they're doing it. They've heard the word and they're doing it. Not like the person who did not do it, who heard it, as you see, heard it, but did not do it. You know what's happened to that person? They've let the devil steal it out of their hearts. They have not kept it in their hearts. And then when the floods came and the winds blew, that was knocked over. That house was knocked over because the word was not in there. It was not engrafted into their hearts. And then therefore they were knocked over and ruined. And that's what Jesus said. Great was the fall of it. So it's hearing the word and keeping it in our hearts and doing it. And that builds up our faith. And then when things come like storms, nothing will move us from being built on the rock. Have a look in Hebrews 4, verse 2. Hebrews 4, verse 2. Says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So you see, when Jesus said that the person who hears his words and does them is like a person who built their house upon a rock, that person has mixed the word of God with their faith. They've mixed the word with their faith, because you can see it because they're doing it. They're actually believing it and they're doing it. Now, the Bible says that faith without works is dead, because the faith needs to be mixed with the word of God. The word needs to come in, and it needs to be that act of our will. It has to stay in our hearts and not be stolen away. And it needs to be mixed with our faith. It has to be mixed with our faith so that they become bonded together. The word and our faith have to be working together to accomplish the results. The word has to be heard, and it's heard and it affects our faith. Because remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you use the faith that's in your heart and you mix it with the word of God. And to do that, you say, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. And I will act on it. I will do what it says. I believe it. So the word and our faith have to be mixed. They have to be mixed. And together, that's when they accomplish things. So the word of God and faith working together. Have a look in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Which says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, we cannot believe properly unless the word is in our hearts. The word has to be in our hearts. And the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please him. So we have to be using our faith. And faith comes by hearing the word of God. There is no other way that we will please God. And to come to God, we must believe that he is. Well, the believing is based on the word being there. The word has to be there for the believing to take place. Because we believe on something, don't we? We have to believe. It has to be there so that we can believe on it. It has to be in our hearts so that we can believe on it. So we have to believe on the word. And that's the only way we will please God, because without faith it is impossible to please God. Faith pleases God. Now, let's go to the book of Amos, chapter 8. So Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Now, this is the situation that's going on at the moment in Amos 8:11. And the word of God says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." A famine of hearing the words of the Lord. And if you think about it, that is all around us right now. So many people and believers that are not hearing the words of the Lord. Now, you can see, even just by this popularity of modern versions now, that's so prevalent amongst the church. People are not properly hearing the word of God. People like to go after a new thing, and they like to have the latest version, but they're not hearing, they're not properly hearing the words of the Lord. Even those who have the true Bible, the King James Bible, we have to make it our conscious effort to hear the words of the Lord, to really hear it. Let it go in, let it not be stolen out of our hearts, and to let it be engrafted in there, so that it we do it, because Jesus said that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. So there is a famine today. There is a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. So how much more vital is it now in this time of famine, of hearing the words of the Lord, that we hear them properly? We must hear them. Hear the words of the Lord. We have them. Praise the Lord. We have them here. Hear the words of the Lord. He wants us to hear. That's what he said. He wants us to hear him. Hear ye him. Jesus said, "If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear." And when a person doesn't hear properly, their faith suffers. And that is why the faith of many in the church today is so feeble, when it should be strong. It should be strong. So God wants us to hear, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. First Timothy 1:19 says, "Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning the faith, have made shipwreck." You see, if a person goes against what their conscience is telling them, and as a born-again Christian, our conscience is telling us to be in the Word of God, to hear the Word of God. If we go against that, then faith can become shipwreck. Because faith needs the word of God. It needs it. Faith grows by hearing the word of God, and it has to be mixed with the word of God to be effective. So the faith of many has become shipwreck, because they've gone against what's in their own hearts to hear the word of God. To hear the word of God. So God wants us to hear it, and he wants us to hold fast onto it. And let's finish with Job 23, verse 12. Job 23, verse 12 says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." More than my necessary food. The word of God is food for our hearts. And it is more important than the physical food of our body, because the word of God impacts upon every part of us. It impacts upon our spirits. It impacts upon our souls. It impacts upon our physical bodies. It impacts upon our life. So the word of God, it has to be the foremost thing in our life, that we make the effort to hear it and keep it in our hearts and then do it. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you that we have the word of God. Father, please help us to hear the word of God and keep those sayings of yours and do them. Please help us all to do that, Lord, and do them. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that this will be a blessing to us and it will help our faith to grow. We thank you and we praise you and honour you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.